Putin must prove he is serious about peace, says Starmer. Israeli settlement plans will bury idea of Palestinian state, minister says. New Israeli rules stopping critical aid getting into Gaza, charities say. EU sends wildfire help to Spain as death toll rises. Our children are dying. Rare footage shows plight of civilians in besieged Sudan city. Australia and Vanuatu agree to $328 million security and business deal. BBC defends investigation of Kenya child sex trafficking after hoax. Claims German states debate who invented bratwurst sausages. U.S. warns of additional tariffs on India if Trump-Putin peace talks fail. Melania Trump threatens to sue Hunter Biden for $1 billion over Epstein claim. FBI returns stolen conquistador document to Mexico. Dozens of migrants killed after boats capsize off Italian coast. Anchorage Denise removing propaganda loudspeakers at border. Rain warning delays landmark trial of Hong Kong's rebel mogul Jimmy Lai. Europe expresses hope after call with Trump on Putin summit. National Guard troops appearing. Washington, D.C., Kazmaya rejects Trump's authoritarian push. Wildfire menaces major Greek city as heat wave grips Europe. Gaza talks to focus on releasing hostages all in one go. Netanyahu hints. Peru president issues amnesty for hundreds accused of atrocities. Evacuations in Alaska after glacial melt raises fears of record flooding. Three Colombian soldiers killed in drone attack. UK. France and Germany ready to reimpose sanctions on Iran over nuclear program. The row over vote theft that has shaken Indian politics. Wife of South Korea's jailed ex-president arrested. Putin reaffirms friendship with North Korea before Trump talks. What do Putin and Trump each want from the Alaska summit? In maps, the war-ravaged Ukrainian territories at the heart of the Trump-Putin summit. Chemistry on trial. How a professor tried to convince a court she didn't kill her husband. Relationship and new album. What we learned from Taylor Swift on Travis Kelce's podcast. Crime in DC. What do the figures say and how safe do people feel? Inside Australia's billion-dollar bid to take on China's rare earth dominance. Watch, meteor shower seen in skies above UK. Watch, passengers escape car hit by drone in Russia. Watch, wildfire approaches horse enclosure in Greece. Aerial footage shows aftermath of massive train derailment in Texas. Gold prices set for weekly drop as traders scale back. Fed cut bets. Oil prices hold sharp gains ahead of Trump-Putin meeting. Oil maintains gains ahead of Trump-Putin summit. Panama Canal to launch tender for construction operation of two ports, source says. Oil prices climb 2% to one-week high as Fed rate cut. Trump-Putin talks loom. Exclusive. Brazilian lawmaker Eduardo Bolsonaro warns of more U.S. sanctions, possibly tariffs. U.S. court to reschedule final sale hearing in auction of Citgo parent. Revived Ivory Coast rebel hub shows boom, burdens of Ouattara era. Mexico's Sheinbaum says former Pemex CEO arrested in U.S. to be deported. Trump thinks Putin is ready to make a deal on Ukraine. Anora reports Q2 revenue of $165.5 million, maintains 2025 outlook. Well-heeled shoppers shrug off price hikes for Birkenstocks and Bugaboo strollers for now. Accenture to buy Australian firm CyberCX in its largest ever cyber deal. Analysis, powerful new AI models knock the wind out of European adopter stocks. Air Canada, union clash despite government pleas for deal to avert Saturday's strike. Asia stocks mixed, Japan climbs on robust Q2 GDP, HK drops after weak China data. El Salvador's Bukele swears in military captain as education minister. Australian lender ANZ reports rise in Q3 loans and deposits. Sheen's UK sales surged to $2.8 billion in 2024, boosting profits as IPO looms. Banco do Brasil quarterly profit slides, slashes yearly outlook and dividend. China's new home prices fall again, but declines ease in major cities.